Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. Our devotion for today is on true believers as we continue to talk about the seven aspects of the blood of Jesus, and that through the blood of Jesus I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 107 verse 2 is the benchmark for this lesson today. This statement of the scripture is one that concerns what the blood of Jesus does for us as believers. Let us also look at the verse in Ephesians. In him, Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Notice, first of all, that to receive these benefits, we have to be in Christ. This is part of the in Christ realities of our being a believer in Christ Jesus. That it's in him we have access to the grace of God and the power of the blood. When we are in Christ, the first thing that we gain is redemption through his blood. To redeem means to buy back or to pay a ransom price. We were formerly in the hands of the enemy, Satan, or the devil, and we belong to him, but Jesus paid the ransom price of his blood on the cross to buy us back, to redeem us out of the hand of the enemy, so that we could have life in his name. It is because of his blood and because of his grace that we can have a relationship with God. And he has redeemed us from an enemy who has nothing for us that is good, but desires to destroy us rather than to see us blessed. But Christ has come that we might have life. He has come and he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness as we reside in him. It's important to have relationship to the Lord. It's important to remember our place in him, and that as long as we abide with him and are attached to the branch of Christ and allow Jesus Christ to minister through us, we'll receive the nutrients spiritually, emotionally, and physically to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that through his blood, I am redeemed. I'm ransomed, bought back, and I am a true believer in Christ through faith in his name, through his precious blood that was spilt for me. I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Seven times that blood was spilt in some capacity during the crucifixion. And it is because of his great love for me that I have hope in his love. I thank you, Lord, for what you did at the cross for me. I thank you for what you're doing for me today. And I pray, help me, Lord, to walk in your grace and to see your victory today. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that God's word was a blessing to you today, and that this devotion today about being a true believer in Christ and abiding in him and having that in Christ reality of his grace in your life shows fruit in your walk today. And that God would be good to you, and that you would have a great day with your Lord today in fellowship. It's good to have you with us each and every time here at the Covenant of Grace Prayer Line. We're thankful today that you have spent time to be with us. And if you need to reach us at the ministry, we want you to give us a phone call. The number is 646-926-0401, or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Have a great day today. Blessings in Jesus' name.